We are 103.9 WDKX, Rochester's number one station for R&B hip-hop throwbacks. Every Tuesday morning, we talk health beats with Nurse Boyk, who joins us now. Hello, Nurse Boyk.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Now, last week, they started a very important week of information, especially for black women, but it affects men too.
Absolutely. We're talking about Black Maternal Health Week, and there's a lot of angles. You know, today is policy day, and so we hear a lot about health disparities and how that impact healthy babies and maternal health. You know, we hear story after story after story, but the policy I'm more focused on this year is a kindness policy.
Kindness? What do you mean?
Kindness. Because when you look at the microaggressions, you know, and for some reason the world has declared war on black women and girls. And so I'm just asking black fathers, can you be kind to your baby mama?
When she's pregnant, outside of the pregnancy, or all in general?
I want to start with pregnancy and just take it on from there. I'm giving you a starting point.
Okay.
And the reason is all the statistics, every statistic you look around maternal health has to do with the fact that black women are having unhealthy babies. Even highly educated, advanced degree black women have less healthy babies than an uneducated, poor woman from another group.
Interesting. All right. Well, kindness. You're looking for men to be more kind to pregnant women.
Yes. To your baby mother.
Or your child's mother.
I don't like that baby mama term. It's got that negative connotation. Yeah, yeah. But even before we get there, right? We don't talk enough about men bringing healthy sperm to the table. Bringing your best self to making that baby. Dude, when was the last time you drank some water? Walked around the block. Reduced your salt intake. Looked at your own personal health and creating that new life.
Now, off air, that's not... You and Sight was talking about a couple different things that got a little heated.
Oh, yeah. We got so heated, I had a hot flash.
Yes, you did.
I was like, sweating. Whoa. My wig is melting.
I'm listening. I'm listening to both of y'all.
Well, Nurse Burke was saying, well, who do I talk to? And I was trying to, you know, say, If there's a relationship there and they're together, the man is probably going to be more understanding on what she's going through, right? Maybe the hormones are in her that are raging, that are making her become a little more aggressive than she normally is, right? Maybe she's being impatient. Some guys understand that's what women go through when they're pregnant. But let's just say if there's a relationship, or there was a relationship, they're not together anymore, but she's still pregnant and they happen to be beefing, that guy's probably not going to understand that, or don't want to understand that, because they were already on bad terms and he's taking that as, well, she's just being mean to me anyway.
So how do we get that message that we need him to be kind to her? Because those stresses impact that baby. That time he cursed her out or she cursed him out, that baby in the womb is hearing that argument. And now we're having lower birth weight babies and unhealthy babies because of all these microaggressions around pregnant women. Who do I say it to?
I think you gotta have guys say it to other guys, like, hey man, you can't be stressing her out during pregnancy because it could really have an effect on your child.
Okay, well, say it again so they can hear.
I just said it.
Say it again so they can hear.
Dude, you gotta chill out, man. I'm telling you, you're putting too much stress on the kid and the mother.
Thank you. That is the message.
But hold on. Let's go the other way, Sight. Because sometimes people put stress on themselves and don't want to listen to nobody.
That's true.
That is true. I am not exempting moms. I'm not exempting pregnant women. I'm not exempting anyone. Your personal health, that's a policy you need to look at. Regardless of what laws are on the books or policies towards black women and children, we got to put our health and our children first. How many times do you see somebody getting lit with kids around, smoking cigarettes with a pregnant belly and little babies all around?
Or what y'all ladies tend to do, let's be real, taking on the problems of other people and taking tasks a little bit too far while you're pregnant.
But sometimes we have to because there's nobody else to deal with it.
Sometimes we got to handle all the family's business. You do not. No, you know what? No, you do not.
Okay. Well, who's going to do it?
Well, you won't have to let somebody else take care of
that. If you think about it, if it's not your problem, it's not your problem.
There you go.
Okay.
Everybody has a choice in life to do what they want to do. I have a choice to say, you know what, Nurse Boy, forget everything. I'm going to take care of all your bills.
And why you
will
saw,
win.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
You want the online access?
I'm just saying.
Okay.
I have the option to say that and do that or don't.
Okay.
Just like if you are a person that's taking care of all family affairs that directly don't impact you, it impacts a whole other household, but this is just who you are. You don't have to do it because it's not your problem. Not right now.
Okay.
Wait till you, you know, give birth to this healthy baby. Get yourself back to where you're going to be. And then if you feel like you can take on that task again, then take on that task
Man,
again.
You going on leave. Go on leave from everybody. How about that? Mm-hmm. It don't get done. It doesn't get done. But your baby's healthy and you're less stressed out.
You know, one of the saddest statistics around leave is I saw a stat that some women, after they give birth, have to go back to work 10 to 14 days after they give birth. Mm. Can you imagine? Her body is not healed. You're now compromising the mother-baby bonding time. But again, the bills got to get paid. So now she's in a circumstance, a situation where this is the way this has to go. It's like as a nation, we have really got to reevaluate how we're looking at maternal health. If we truly care about the future of this nation, we have to start having healthy babies.
There's Boak every Tuesday morning on Health Beats. That got out of hand real quick, boy. But we're glad we cleaned it up.
We bring it back in. Listen, we brought that back in.
I'll say this. I understand.
I do, too. We are 103.9 WDKX.